The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Welcome to the Well Hung Podcast, where we reach into the well of life and bring you the gems of the week, from news to pop culture. Now, here are your hosts, Diana and Nate.
Hello, Diana.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
Oh, not much. Just episode 51 of the Well Hung Podcast.
5-1. I don't know. There's like no rap song. Like I can't. Ooh, I made up a rap today. I was so proud of myself. Okay, by rap I mean like literally 2 lines, 3 lines.
Well, that's where Kanye started.
I felt like I was Weird Al, and I was like super clever.
Okay. Do you want to bust it out?
Definitely not.
Oh, okay.
It's just really checking. Embarrassing. My friend only liked it. She didn't respond to it, so I'm guessing she didn't appreciate it, how much work I put into it. But. It's, you know, I thought I was like, I'm going to add rapper to my resume.
Sure, why not?
Because
Kanye does. Oh, wait.
damn. Fucking Kanye stabs, man.
Hey, he's going to be a dad again.
Oh, my goodness.
He and a team of doctors got his wife, Kim Kardashian West, knocked up again.
You really think doctors were needed to be involved, or did they
yeah.
say that?
Oh, yeah, it was on the show. It was all over Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Wait, does she have, like, an angry uterus? I learned that on Grey's Anatomy.
I'm not sure exactly what the issue with her uterus is, but it was not working right.
Or is it Kanye's little guys?
I think it was her.
Really?
I think that was the whole thing, was it was her, because she was, from the mid-season finale of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, she was having to fly back from the family vacation, and an hour after they were supposed to land in the private jet, she had to be at the doctor's office to check in with stuff. But first, she contacted her friend and psychic, John Edward.
You're fucking with me.
I am not.
Why do you keep up with these fools?
Because it's ridiculous.
Oh, dear. I'm okay. Okay, continue.
Because it is so ridiculous. and he told her to stop worrying about conceiving and just visualize it.
Oh, you're fucking with me.
No, I'm not.
You're fucking with me.
Nope. Visualize North playing with another child.
Oh, dear. It was like worse than I thought. I was like, visualize your uterus. Stop being angry.
Nope. It worked. She's not pregnant. Or the doctors did it. To be fair, John Edward did also say, go to the doctors and do whatever they tell you
of
to
course.
Do.
Of course. The fuck?
Yeah,
of course he's going to cover his ass and like take credit for it.
Well, not all psychics do that. Some of them just go, well, I wouldn't do that. And they just let it go. He had a TV show for a while, too.
Yeah, that name sounds really familiar.
Yeah, he's a noted psychic.
I can't, like, some people are getting famous for certain things. I'm like, at what level, like, do you really truly believe what you're into, or you're just really good at like bullshitting everyone else? You know, like, there has to be a point where you even like that person has to really be like, you know what, this is all shit, like none of this makes sense.
So you don't believe in psychics is what you're saying? Or you just don't believe in Kim Kardashian? She's real. She's real.
I don't believe it. I don't know. I went to a psychic one time. Did I tell you the story?
No.
I went to a psychic. So I was going through a lot in my life. So I was like, fuck it. My friend was like, go to my psychic. And I was like, sure. So I got there. And
go to my psychic.
Yeah. She's really into like spiritual shit, which is, I am too. I'm more spiritual than religious, I guess. But not like, I don't really do the crystal things kind of deal. That, you know what I mean? Like, I it's not my thing. But they're sure. Pretty. They're pretty. I like them. So we went, and I got there, and this was the girl that broke up with me on my birthday while I was rolling, right?
Oh, yeah.
And just got broken up with, so I'm like hella sad. Not to mention, I'm just coming off of I was rolling. So
yes.
So she's like, oh no, somehow dating and love life came up, right? And she was like, he's still in love with you.
Oh.
And I was like, how straight do I look?
Oh, that's unfortunate.
I was like, the fuck? I was like, I guess. I mean, whatever. So, I mean, like, that was that story with the psychic that I don't. That's why I don't believe a psychic. Like, you thought I was straight. Like, how good are you?
Very bad.
That's, like, really bad. And she was supposed to be one of the legit ones. It was, like, in the ghetto of Chinatown and shit like that.
She should know, confused lesbian will visit you today. That's how it should go.
But what were we talking about? The Kardashians. We were talking about the Kardashians.
Yeah. Yeah. And
they're just, I don't know. I don't keep up with them. I don't find a need to desire to.
That's fine. The one side benefit this one time is with the whole transition from Bruce Jenner to now Caitlyn Jenner.
Get it, Caitlyn.
With a C.
Yeah, that was dope. That was so dope.
is we kind of got a little bit of a lead into that, you know, the acting strangely and stuff like this. And of course, there's going to be the whole series where Caitlyn Jenner is doing the reality show. First Bruce, now Caitlyn. This is a week old now, is by the time you can hear the show. But the Vanity Fair article, I don't think Vanity Fair itself came out, but the Annie Leibovitz pictures of Caitlyn Jenner came out. And yeah, very interesting. I don't think I was quite ready for that.
Okay, it's Pride Month. It's June 1st.
Sure.
Pride Month, like, this is like perfect time. Like, this is the best PR, like, timing, everything. Like, whoever did this was really clever.
Well, and I think I'm going to go back and call, because in the planning stages it was Bruce. So I think a lot of this happened. Now, he, when it was Bruce, did the interview with Diane Sawyer back in February.
Yeah.
That was when it was originally recorded, and it was gonna play, and then he got into the car accident where a woman was killed on Pacific Coast Highway. And the special was delayed by like 6 weeks, and then it finally came out. And then they timed the Kardashian episodes to sort of coincide with that,
yeah,
so that everything would sort of match up, so that it would be one continuous thing in terms of timeline. So I'm guessing that this whole thing, because one of the things that Bruce talked about in the interview was that, you know, he's been looking into the trans community and, you know, what's this and how does this work and what goes on with this. So somebody that's as polished in public relations and you know, image is obviously going to look into all of the angles of that and be aware of it. And I guarantee you Vanity Fair knows exactly when Pride starts.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because,
yeah,
because who's reading Vanity Fair?
Yeah, it's Vanity Fair.
It's not me. just saying, I'm not reading Vanity Fair.
I mean, so for you, I was like, because Bruce Jenner, I guess this is interesting, because Bruce Jenner was your hero. Like, you lived at that time where Bruce Jenner was the hero. Like, you kind of saw that,
Bruce
right?
Bruce Jenner was bigger than life.
Yeah, because I don't know that time, because it was before.
Mm-hmm.
So, for you, like, I can see where it'd be, like, and I know... And knowing you personally, I know you're not transphobic, you're not homophobic, you're not really any phobic or racist or anything like that. So I know when, if you could say something like, oh, it kind of shocked you or wasn't ready for, like, to know your opinion, because you went from this is the someone I knew as a public icon to someone that, like,
well,
is completely different.
Here's what I wasn't ready for. I wasn't ready for how, because one of the photos, it almost looks like a bustier. And I was not quite ready for how revealing some of the clothing items were in the photo shoot. I was expecting something very different. And I don't know why I was expecting anything. I was just picturing, you know, just a standard whatever dress. I wasn't expecting, like, red carpet at the Oscars.
Oh, this is Vanity Fair, though.
No, I understand
that's what they dress like.
But I'm a straight guy. I don't know these things.
That's so, okay. Maybe, yeah, maybe if you weren't. Because that's like fashion these days. Like, I expected something like that, kind of, because if it's Vanity Fair, they're doing something that's like tasteful, but in a very elegantly sexy way.
Yeah. And
that's their style.
And Annie Leibovitz, of course, is one of the best known photographers in the world. She's pretty much shot everybody. Every celebrity that's out
there.
Yeah,
it's pretty dope to, like, live in this, for this to happen, to see it, I guess. It's cool for me to see it.
Yeah, I've never, I mean, despite the arguments on your Facebook page from one of your friends who has a big thing for someone in Brazil who's done this, not naming any names, but I was like, let it go.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason I kept that conversation going was because I know I met her once.
Oh, okay.
But the only reason is because I know where she was coming from, a place of just like, she really did not know.
Yeah, she and so she was curious about it.
Yeah, but she wasn't, I guess she wasn't framing it question-wise where right. it was not as offensive. Because another one of my friends is transitioning, and like they were just like, what the fuck, you know? And it is offensive. You can't, like, if you want questions, you should learn how to phrase questions.
Yeah.
And it's not easy all the time, but you have to come. And I knew where she was coming from, so I was like very patient during this thread. And a lot of it, like, people that are arguing, like, oh, like, they should pay more attention to what's going on. I'm like, dude, okay, one step at a time. All right, let's do baby steps.
Yeah.
Okay, let's celebrate the fact that, like, she's on a magazine that's Vanity Fair, that's been in our culture for, it's a staple for femininity for mm-hmm. our culture, and it has been for a very long time. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that this would never have happened.
Oh God, no.
So, like, let's celebrate this. But of course, no one's gonna forget. Like, the more visibility there is of the trans community, there might be an increase in hate crime, but at least people, it starts a discussion. Hopefully, over time, it'll get better.
Well, and here's what it does. It increases awareness of the trans community by people who were completely unaware of the trans community. By people who would only refer to the trans community as those freaks.
Oh yeah, or it's, that's my favorite one.
What was another one I've heard? Shims.
What's a shim? Oh yeah, you're right. I've heard that one too.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing.
It's people with varying levels of ignorance and whatever else they have. But this, I mean, it's very much front and center. I mean, there are very few bigger celebrities that could be doing this that have been a celebrity that people have known over generations.
Yeah, it's a huge thing. And
you could say Brad Pitt, but people that are in their 60s and 70s, they're not really that familiar with Brad Pitt. People in their 60s and 70s were young adults. Young adults and into their 30s when he won the decathlon and was the greatest athlete in the world. And then, of course, coming up through, and then he, with the Kardashian show, introduced to a whole new generation of people, and that's how they knew him. That's how you know him.
Yeah.
And now,
that's so sad.
And now to it really is, because that was when they launched that show. Bruce Jenner was the linchpin of, people know who Bruce Jenner is, because the other ones, the only one they knew was the one with the big ass and the sex tape.
Yeah. Oh my God. Now the people don't even know that. There's like generations now that don't know that Kim Kardashian has a sex tape. That's how she got famous. Like, they don't know that.
Exactly.
It's amazing what that television and stuff. Oh, this is the story that I was going to tell. That's why I like brain farted earlier. When I did the show, and I'm not going to say where, it was a great show, it was a lot of fun. But before the show started, so we're sitting at the bar, and there was a diaper commercial. So it was me and this random lady who was, I can't honestly tell how old she is, but and my friend on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind, my friend is a very flamboyant gay man.
Okay.
And we're watching TV, and there's a diaper commercial, and he's like, oh, Diana, like, you know, when you see like diaper commercials and stuff like that, like babies, like, do you have baby fever?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a legitimate question. I'm like,
absolutely.
Yeah. So I was like, actually, I do. And, I'm like 27. I love kids. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. It's kicking in, you know. And this lady that's in between us looks at me and is like, I'm sorry, I don't mean to pry. Actually, she didn't even apologize for prying. She just said, I don't, like, not to pry or anything, but I overheard, aren't you gay?
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, yes. She's like, well, how are you supposed to? I'm like, I can still have children.
Oh yeah, and there's a number of ways.
But it's a little different process than what you probably think.
Or not.
Or yeah, but
you could go, you know what? I want to have a kid so bad, I'm just going to do it the old-fashioned way. Because I don't have the money to go to a sperm bank and go through all of the other stuff that would go along with that.
Yeah, and I was like, as long as I think like my uterus lets me, to my knowledge, I can still have kids.
You're perfectly capable, yes.
And so I was just so taken aback that this random ass lady who I've never met, doesn't know me, she overheard a conversation that I was gay.
Right.
And just looked at me and was like, oh, you want kids, but you can't have kids. Why would you want something that you can have? And I was like, what the fuck?
Now, here's, and this is the double standard. If it was to your friend who's a flamboyantly gay man, the question is has a little bit more, I guess, logic to it. Because two men, there's no one to carry a baby. It's a bigger thing. Yeah, they can still have kids. They can adopt. They can have a surrogate. They can do any number of things. But, you know, in terms of the question's ignorance, took it to a whole new level.
Yeah.
When you're talking to the woman in the group.
Yeah, it was. And then, sometimes I could be a little flirty and stuff, especially if it's just my friends. So my friend made a comment and I was just like messing with this. I said something flirty back and she was like, "Are you sure you're just not bi?"
What do you care, lady?
It was just so much. Like, that's what the fucking labeling pisses me off. Like, you have no right to label another person. That's not your life. You have no right to. Because people would say, like, "Oh, you're not a real lesbian because you slept with men." I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm a lesbian. Like, you can't identify. You can't tell me how I want to identify myself.
Yeah, I mean, okay, you're not a pristine lesbian. Okay,
no, but
so
like,
I will say that. But yeah, that I think the big thing for a lot of people is we want things, and by extension, people, to fit into a compartment so the world makes sense to us.
Yeah, and that's, I see it, like that thread out, like that Facebook thread, it turned into something that I did not expect. Only like one person, well, I obviously a lot more got that, but only one person commented what I was trying to get at.
Right.
And everyone else was just turned it into this something else. And I'm like, dude, you guys are just as bad as everyone else right now. Oh, okay, not as bad, but you're perpetuating ignorance right now.
And here's what things like that do. It makes people on the outside go, see, there's no reasoning with them.
Yeah.
There's no reasoning with them.
This is why they can't have nice things. This is
right.
That's exactly what it is.
Right. It just creates that much more. And I get the fact that you personally feel because of X, Y, and Z that things are like this. But when you behave that way, it sort of brings more of that upon you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether that's fair or whether it isn't, it really does generate more of that sort of thing.
And it's, I don't know how to put this, because your statement is not, I can see why people will be offended, but it's not like unsupported. You know what I mean? Because
right.
Like, you know, it's like saying with women, like, oh, if you act up, then you're not going to get this, this, and this. And it's like, well, I don't know how to do it. Like,
no,
there's like varying degrees.
And I'm
of
not
like,
saying I'm not saying it's okay.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, when you get people who are, best case scenario, struggling to accept and understand, by pushing back at their attempt to shuffle forward in understanding, what you're creating is someone who is more likely to go, "Fuck it, I don't give a shit what you do."
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, I agree with that.
And
I think,
and instead of creating that understanding that you really would like to have, what you've done is create an adversarial relationship.
Yeah, there's a lot of people I know that like they're okay with me, the whole gay thing with me, because they're like, I'm basically like a non-threatening gay to them.
Right.
And
not flamboyant.
Yeah. Or and I don't like shove it down their throats, you know, but like.
Hey, now.
But like, they won't go to Castro. They won't go to Faces, you know, because they're just like, it's, I don't want a dick in my face. And I'm like, I can see why.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want a dick in my face. Like, I get it.
Well, I'm not to that level. I don't want to go to Faces either. It's mostly because of the loud pulsating music that's really annoying.
I don't want to go to Faces.
But there are certain things that and I'm like, go ahead and do whatever you want to do at Pride or wherever or whatever. Do your thing, wear a thong and dance on something. I don't care, but I really don't want to be there to hang out at your party is all I'm saying. I'm not saying don't have your party. I'm not saying don't have a good time. I'm not in any way trying to inhibit your party. I just really don't want to go. I just don't want to go. Much like a Melissa McCarthy movie, I just don't want to go.
Damn.
And she's ruined Jason Statham for me.
Oh my god, did they do a movie together?
Yes.
Which one?
It's called Spy. It's out now.
Oh, I might want to see that.
It's getting terrible reviews.
Oh, I might really want to see that.
Terrible reviews.
Is it a bad idea to want to take a date to that?
Whatever you want to do. I mean,
oh man.
Yeah, I mean, at the very least, you can then walk out and go, well, that was terrible. And you can talk about how terrible it was.
What if I was like, oh my god, that movie was so good?
That might be the end of the date, depending on the person.
So I'm gonna watch it and then come back. The next Well Hung podcast, we're gonna be talking about how great Spy is.
Okay,
that's gonna be the topic. Just how great Spy is.
Fantastic.
Because I love he's a badass. What movie did, like, Crank? Was it called Crank?
Crank, and he did that Crank 2.
I did not see Crank 2. Crank, is it good?
It's every bit as ridiculous as the first.
Okay, I would like Crank 2.
Yes, you would. At a certain point, because you remember in the first Crank, he's fucking her in Chinatown.
I remember that.
In front of the bus to create that energy. The second one, he is fucking her on the racetrack at Santa Anita.
Oh, wow.
To generate the...
So romantic.
Well, you know, when you're looking to create energy and adrenaline, you got to do what you got to do.
That is so romantic.
It is.
That's a keeper right there.
All right. So you wanted to talk about this J.K. Rowling?
Oh, yeah, because I didn't think we were going to talk about the cover.
That's okay. We've got a couple minutes. We can...
Yeah, I love her so much.
So in the background is in Ireland last week, they voted in gay marriage.
Yeah. Oh, that was, yeah. And I was like so excited and it was so great. And then I was like, that doesn't affect me at all.
Yeah,
I have no ties to Ireland whatsoever.
It was a marriage equality referendum in Ireland that passed by a 2-1 margin. So pretty significant passing. And replying to a tweet from a fan, J.K. Rowling joked that Dumbledore, who is gay, and Gandalf would now be able to get married. So, you know, she replied, they could get married in Ireland with a bunch of rainbows and green hearts and green clovers and a Keanu Reeves meme with the text, what if Dumbledore and Gandalf were gay together? Now, Rowling often replies to fans on Twitter, so the message was pretty normal. Unfortunately, it was picked up by members of the Westboro Baptist Church, who's known for their God hates fags signs and their brilliant dialogue. So they tweeted that the group would picket any potential wedding between Gandalf and Dumbledore. Remember now, both of these men are fictional wizards.
I love when people get so angry over fictional shit.
So, I don't know if they were afraid of, like, some sort of Comic-Con gay wedding.
Oh, no, it's going to convince the children to turn gay. That's what happens. Did you know that? They see someone that it's okay to be gay, mm-hmm. So that means they are gay.
Oh.
It's one of those weird things. Apparently, you're free to be gay.
Mm.
Yeah.
They tweeted a bunch of stuff about, let's see, yeah, they'll pick it, and then WBC says, so J.K. Rowling wants Dumbledore and Gandalf to marry in Ireland. If it happens, they will pick it. And she replied, she said, alas, the sheer awesomeness of such a union in such a place would blow your tiny bigoted minds out of your thick, sloping skulls. Them smart words.
I love her.
So she slammed, but here's why you can't win. Because some fans were mad because she acknowledged the Westboro Baptist Church even existed.
See, this is the thing, like, you were talking about, like, you can't, like, just this is why people get so mad over, if you're too sensitive, just stop.
Yeah, and she put it all to bed in a nice little bow. She tweeted, I don't care about WBC. I think it's important that scared gay kids who aren't out yet see hate speech challenged.
See, I liked how she did that whole, you're right, it's a nice little bow and there's a present.
Yeah, that's the end of it. And now I'm not going to listen to your nonsense anymore. Here's why I acknowledge them. It's a valid reason. Fuck right off. But she said it much nicer than I did.
Yeah, she's so... I mean, I think, like, that's really cool that celebrities stand up for that. Because that's true. Like, people little... I mean, as much as we don't want to admit it, like, people look up to celebrities or... And they are kind of responsible. So for J.K. Rowling to kind of take a stance on this and be like, it's, you know, to say it that way, that last week, to say it that way, I think is very good. And it's very positive. And it was dope. And Twitter is cool for that reason, because you'll get people to talk back to you. And I don't know.
Yeah.
That's my only yay Twitter thing that I'll have ever.
Yeah, you don't tweet. Still, you don't tweet.
Cheryl actually ended accidentally... Because she on her account unfriends people that just doesn't use it a lot, right?
Unfollow.
Yeah, okay, unfollow. And she unfollowed me.
Yeah, of course, because you're contributing nothing.
Yeah, and so because we were talking about it, we're talking about the word bitch. And I was like, that's funny, that's my Twitter handle. And she's like, am I following you? I was like, Cheryl, this is Soups Ox, because I was totally following you. But I'm trying to get better with it.
Oh, shit.
No. Did it finish? All of it?
Hold on, hold on. Let's see what's happening here. Okay.
Oh, dear God.
So,
dear God.
So here's what just happened. My cat Ace just jumped up past the computer and somehow minimized the window of the software that's recording the show. And I was just looking at, like, what's going... Did he stop this thing? That little motherfucker. And thankfully, he just minimized the window. So
that would have been bad. I think that's Ace's way of saying we're done.
I think we've pretty much reached the end of...
Ace is like, nope. This needs to be over.
He's like, I'm going to get in the window and fuck all y'all because I'm a cat and I do what I want. So, do you have a bitches preach to wrap us up here?
No, I haven't tweeted in a while either. I did just make a new tweet, though, not too long ago.
Okay.
I don't remember it. I have been so peaceful lately. I'm almost contemplating changing my handle.
Okay.
I don't know. Do you have a bitches preach? Well, yeah, except for today. Just fucking hell. That fucking Facebook conversation.
Here's my bitches preach. When people take one step forward, don't push back on them. Just accept the fact that they're willing to take a step towards you.
I like that.
How about that?
I like that.
So that's going to do it for this episode of the Well Hung Podcast. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And thanks for supporting this show and the Nate Darling Show by doing your Amazon shopping through NateDarlingShow.com. You've been going to the site, NateDarlingShow.com, and clicking that Shop Amazon tab, and we do appreciate that. If you haven't been, it's that simple. Go to the site, click Shop Amazon. It brings you to the Amazon.com site. Then you shop like you normally would. Doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show, and we do appreciate it. All right, everybody, have a good one. New Nate Darling Show coming out on Wednesday, and you all have a great week. We'll talk to you next time on the Well Hung Podcast. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She likes to shake her ass. She